Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
We've reached the second half of the long season of Farch. As the weather begins to warm and our energy feels an increase, being productive is even more important. This month, we're including some of our favorite tips to help increase productivity. Number one, create a morning routine. This helps you start with good energy and leaves you feeling relaxed, energized, and motivated. Number two, unplug in the mornings and evenings. Number three, make your phone less distracting when you work. This includes smartwatches too. Number four, keep emails to 5 sentences or less, respecting your time and the time of those reading. Number five, take breaks. It seems counterproductive, but the breaks give our brains a rest and help us to be more productive. You can take a walk, stretch, check in with a friend, or anything like that. Number six, prioritize self-care. Number seven, restore on the weekends. Use the weekends for a much needed break. Number eight, connect with friends and family. And number nine, celebrate the victories. Create a done list. Enjoy the spring weather this month. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
Tidying up and organizing is a practice, not a project. Last month, many of you participated in our organization and tidy up challenge, and I thought it might be nice to kind of check in and share a few more ideas. If there's one thing I know, it's that it only takes about one day of me not keeping up with my work or chores before my life begins to suddenly spin out of control. Whether I begin to feel overwhelmed by my email inbox or a house looks like a bomb went off, failing to prioritize organization always results in one thing: loss of control. This month, I invite you to make some additional small changes and maybe possibly create some new habits as it relates to planning, organization, and routines. The first one, create a happier morning routine. Stay off social media for as long as you can. Do not hit snooze. Start your essential oil diffuser right away. Get your blood pumping any way you can. Read a chapter from your book. Turn on your favorite music. Enjoy a hot beverage. And if you work from home, get ready for the day. Next one, eat your frog. What does that even mean? It means tackle the hardest and most dreaded task of the day first. I know personally, eating my frog early in the morning makes a difference in my productivity, mood, and overall feeling of achievement. As Mark Twain once said, if it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat two frogs, it's best to eat the biggest one first. Next, use the 1 minute rule. If you have a chore or task that will take 1 minute or less, do it now. For example, load your dinner dishes right away. Hang your coat when you walk through the door. Toss junk mail. Wipe down the countertop. Do a mini fridge purge. And a big one for me, empty the trash out of my car. Lastly, do you and others just remember, good organization isn't about changing who you are. It's just about changing your habits.
This month, our challenge is focusing on improving your sleep. Whether you're participating in this challenge or not, we wanted to share some tips for catching some high-quality Z's. It all starts in the bedroom. Make this a comfortable, cozy retreat that supports a good night's sleep. Here's how. Soft lighting, including your clock, blackout curtains, keep your phone at least a few feet away to prevent the urge to check it, cool it down to let your body rest comfortably, approximately 65 degrees, use a fan or white noise machine to mask noises and quiet your brain. Take a few breaths of essential oils like lavender or chamomile to calm yourself. There are even things you can do before you even enter the bedroom. Here are 4 suggestions. Make regular exercise a priority because it can improve your sleep. Write down thoughts, bright ideas, and to-dos so you'll have less to think about later. Stop eating 2 to 3 hours before bed so your food digests properly. And instead of looking at your phone or the TV, sip on some tea and read a book to get yourself nice and relaxed.
Every day you have a choice. Practice stress or practice peace. Even before COVID, how would you respond when you found yourself around someone who was coughing or sneezing? Let me guess. You would instantly wash your hands and avoid any type of physical contact. Am I right? Now, think about a time when a friend or coworker came to you and began to criticize, unload, or complain. How did you react and handle that situation? Did you do the same and wash your hands of their negative attitude and create some space? Well, if you didn't, you should. The truth is, emotions, moods, and specifically stress can be just as contagious as a cold. Research shows that even seeing someone experience stress can raise your cortisol, aka stress hormone levels. And without a boundary, you might find yourself catching their stress. This month, we encourage you to protect yourself from catching and absorbing your friends, family members, and even coworkers' feelings. While we can't promise you emotional immunity, we can offer some strategies to help you cope and stop the spread. First, take a mental step back. Remember, you can still be a kind, attentive, and respectful listener without becoming emotionally invested in a situation that is clearly out of your control. Next, check your feelings. When having a conversation with someone and you begin to feel anxious, ask yourself, are these feelings being caused by my stress or someone else's? Next, empathize, don't internalize. Give them an opportunity to share what's stressing them out. It's okay to validate their concerns, but just don't join in on the negativity. And lastly, reinforce your boundaries. Know when to walk away from an interaction that isn't serving you. Remember, every day brings a choice to practice stress or practice peace. We at Steeping Wellness want you to know that you have permission to walk away and always practice peace.
Applying the tea times to students. Here are some ways to apply the articles above to students. Increasing productivity. Bring more breaks into your class when possible. Find brain breaks on YouTube for all students. Check out Go Noodle or simply do an internet search for brain breaks by grade. You can also check out the link at the side for an example. One of my favorites was to do an outside walk and talk about the current topic we were discussing in class. Organization for students. Encourage tidy spaces at their desks and workstations and in their lockers. Teach them about how tidy spaces can lead to better focus for the students. Encourage lists and using homework planners to keep students on task. Sleeping better. Talk about how good sleep can help make you happier and have better days. Encourage students to share their favorite nighttime wind down routines and let the students learn from each other. Use some tips we provided to get them started. Practice stress or peace. Discuss how people and situations outside of ourselves can impact how we feel. Whether it was an argument at recess or after high school pressures, we get to choose how to react and move on with our day. Individually, in partners, or in teams, have students come up with mantras or sayings or practices to help them shift to a more positive headspace. Bonus if you send them outside for a walk and talk to allow for a natural break.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.